My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mike Florio is going to join us coming up at noon. We're going to talk all about what's going on with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, the story broke yesterday from Mike. We had a chance to hear from Mary Kay Cabot a little bit earlier today. Of course, you can hear that interview on the Odyssey app on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. So check that out. Again, Mary Kay Cabot there, and then Mike Florio at noon. And I'm sure he'll have all kinds of stuff on this Deshaun Watson thing. He broke it, and so let's see. Let's see where this thing's going. I still am hesitant to wonder what the future is with Deshaun Watson and the Browns until we start hearing stuff from the Browns or from the league. And you would think one of the things that would facilitate a change from the norm that we have right now, that you would assume that is it fair to assume that he's playing, he's starting this week, right? As of today, you got to believe that's where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely.
So unless, you know, the commissioner steps out there and then he ends up getting suspended, or who knows? We've walked down this road before, and I think maybe that's why we're kind of taking one step forward, three steps back, and same, and keep moving forward. But taking your phone calls on this, your thoughts on it, and I the hard part is just looking at the trade and what happened in the beginning, and from a football sense, this has been a lot of drama to go through for a guy that's got, what, you know, handful of starts in
12
the last
games,
2 years.
Basically.
Yeah. So let's take a couple phone calls. Drake is in Cleveland. Hey, Drake.
Hello, Drake.
How you doing today? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I want to make 2 points, one on the Browns and one on Deshaun Watson personally. But I wanted to ask you a question before I start.
Sure.
So the Browns lost 33-17. The narrative was they got blew out. They looked awful.
Yeah.
The Jets lost 33-19. They said they played well. I'm lost.
The last touchdown made things a little bit closer than they were. One first down in the first half. They had horrible penalties that where you just looked like you weren't organized. There were a lot of places where you can blame the Browns, and not only Deshaun Watson, but the coaching staff, drop passes.
And I would disagree about the Jets. I didn't think they looked great.
So. Right, but the Jets gave up scores on 8 consecutive drives,
yeah,
and never recovered, and yet the narrative is, well, they'll be all right next game. But the Browns look abysmal, and their season is over. I'm lost. But
Drake, I saw power rankings this morning that had the Browns at 22, which
I never listened to those, Jeff.
Well, I always look at things just to see what people are thinking, Drake, and it was weird to me because the Browns haven't been that low in a long time.
Right.
And after one game to have them drop, that kind of feeds your point, you know.
But it also goes back, I mean, even at 22, and even no matter what the score was, you know, Vegas is saying 8.5 going into the season. So, the Browns are playing right into that, right?
Yep.
Based on the first game. Okay, Drake, what else you got?
It looked bad. Okay, so the Browns, you know, they everybody said Deshaun Watson had a horrible game, which he did. Even by my standards, I'm a Deshaun Watson apologist. I can admit that. Even by my standards, he was awful. But at the same time, I've seen some things. I've seen Njoku drop a seam route. I've seen him drop an out route that would have at least changed the complexion of the game had he stayed on his feet. I also seen Jerry Jeudy dropped a seam route that would have been a first down, and the Browns would have been in Dallas territory. I also seen Deshaun Watson get killed on the play, wait the very last second and drop it right in the bucket to Amari Cooper, and he dropped it. So all of those things didn't contribute to Deshaun Watson looking better, even though they included Deshaun Watson.
No, and six sacks didn't help him either. I mean, his offensive line didn't help him very much at all. They had no running game. I mean, I don't think it's all. I don't think Sunday's loss is all on Deshaun Watson. He just didn't look good. Like, the whole team didn't look good.
Right.
The offense looked out of whack.
Yeah.
That's the narrative. But I do agree that it looked bad. I have to say it looked bad. So y'all got that out of me today.
That was
like pulling teeth. But I gave it to you. He looked bad.
All right, hey, Drake.
Thank you, Drake. Oh, yeah. One more thing. Go one more.
To all of the women that were affected by what's going on, we are protectors. We love our women. We definitely want to never hear anything about any woman being wronged. With that being said, why is it that they can only bring out the lawsuits in football season? Like, are you not mad when off season is off? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that's like kind of crazy to say, but why is it that it's only allegations during the football season?
Drake, you'd have to ask her. She filed the lawsuit. I don't know.
Thanks,
where
Drake.
Thank you. Bill in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
I want to compliment you guys today on the fact that I think you're being very fair and you're approaching this in exactly the right way, which I think is what is needed right now. I'm going to take the conversation a little bit in a different direction. And that is that a good friend of mine, Dr. Alan Lanz, who was the psychiatrist for the New York Mets for years, said about 20 years ago that mental health issues were going to be more detrimental to sports organizations than orthopedic injuries going forward. And if you look in the past, I mean, we can look at Michael Jordan taking time off, Mickey Mantle saying if he hadn't drank as much and took care of himself, Trevor Bauer and the issues that he's had. I mean, you can even say Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, relationship issues, getting off course. All these are mental health issues. Now, why are we having that now? Well, you see contracts in which athletes are getting paid $250, $300 million. And these are to 20-year-old people. And so the problem I have right now in professional sports is the pressure on these people, the amount of scrutiny on these people, and rightfully so, is not being offset by the mental health issues that 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds need to have in this type of situation. You see it all the time. I saw it last week in Travis Kelce's play. He dropped three balls in the first half. And you can't tell me that he isn't distracted by the fact he has a $100 million contract just to do a podcast. So with this young man, the problem that you're going to have now is, whether he's guilty or not, move it away. It's going to weigh on this team one way or another, just like we're sitting here trying to figure this out. One of the problems I had with Johnny Manziel was, I guarantee you, Jeff, Andy, I guarantee you guys and me could have gone to Texas A&M and spent a half hour on campus before they drafted him, and we would have found out all this information. Guarantee it.
Baby.
They didn't do it. And then the question is, why? And so there's a lot of issues out there that professional sports are not addressing mental health-wise, and it really bothers me because I think that's the secret going forward and having a successful team.
All right, Bill, thank you. Interesting point. A different directive on that.
It is interesting, and it's real valid.
As he was saying that, I started thinking about like all these child stars that we see in Hollywood and how difficult life becomes for them, too.
They get too much too soon. And I don't mean just money. You know, fame, fortune, attention, being told they're nothing but the best.
Yeah, there's no people around. I got it. Ty. Hi, Ty. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I just feel like Deshaun Watson is being targeted right now. You know, with all the stuff going on right now, the bad play, and all the talks about just everything what to do to Deshaun. It just feel like it's nothing ever good to say about him. Like, it's hard to play like that when everybody's just going against you, you know. And if people say they're with them and they're trying to be with them, but it's always something, you know. Like, I'm not saying, like, the things that he do is good, or even if, because there are allegations at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, you know, we have to treat stuff like allegations. When there's something serious like this, they don't treat it like an allegation. They treat it like he already did it. That's basically what I already got to say.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Jeff and I have tried. That's why I'm waiting to hear what Deshaun has to say. And if Deshaun, if this isn't true, I want to hear him say it. You know, Jeff and I have been saying since the beginning, it's like, no matter what story it is, whether it's Deshaun or anything else, there's one side of the story and there's another side of the story. And right. As we've said, Jeff and I have said numerous times today, we're just hearing one side of the story so far.
Exactly. And it's always kind of been like that. It's always kind of been one side of the story. Because if he even do come out and say he didn't do it, it's still going to be people out here past thinking he did it, you know. And to be honest, you can say anything. A lot of women nowadays can say anything, and, you know, people are going to believe what they say. But that's a whole different conversation. But that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ty. I appreciate your perspective on stuff. All right. Mike Florio is going to join us next, Jeff. And, you know, we're kind of sitting here expecting, you know, Mike to – I think Mike's going to have a lot of answers, or at least give us some direction on where this could go in the future. He always has before, and the beauty of it is he's a lawyer too. So he understands the intricacies of what we're talking about, and he broke the story yesterday. So we will talk to Mike Florio. He's also got his book out, Son of Mine. It's on Amazon right now. But Mike Florio broke the story. Pro Football Talk next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.